Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Sioux City, Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Got day number two of the NAIA National Tournament today as Hastings gets set to take on Indiana Wesleyan as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, first game in the books, a win the other night over Union. Just your feelings on the game.
We got off to a little bit of a slow start. I think that was maybe due to some nervousness and the environment here and all of that. But I like how we responded in the second half. I thought we kind of got a little bit more comfortable with our surroundings and kind of settled in and made some shots and played much better in the second half.
Outscored Union 47-30 after halftime, and it looked like the team that we saw all season long.
Yeah, we like I said, we were able to kind of settle in and we took better shots and then obviously we made some of those shots. I thought defensively we played a lot better in the second half too. It's with a point guard like they had who attacks and who can really score it. It took Abby Jackson and Chanel, two of our guys that guard the ball most of the time, a little bit of time to figure out how to take some stuff away from her. And I thought they did a great job in the second half of adjusting and kind of limiting some of the things that she was doing. It was called pretty tight the other night, especially on the ball. So, that made it a little bit of a challenge trying to guard a kid like that who creates a lot of contact.
It's a typical first game in the national tournament.
Yeah, that's not a place that we've never been before. We've kind of been in that situation where the first half's a little ugly and then you kind of make your way through it and find your stride. So, hopefully we can get out tonight and get off to a little bit of a quicker start than we did the other day.
Cammy Bruckman, 22 points, 12 rebounds in the ball game, and day number one of this tournament.
Yeah, she's such a unique scorer that I think sometimes it's hard for people that haven't seen her very much to figure out, what she's going to do and where she's going to take shots. And, honestly, what got her going offensively was she was crashing the boards really hard and got a couple quick putbacks and that kind of got her rolling a little bit. So, her and Frankie obviously was huge for us the other night. And that's what we've been saying. We need other kids other than kind of our big three scorers to step up. And Frankie was the one the other night and we're going to need that throughout the tournament.
Frankie had 17 points and 6 rebounds, had 10 in the first half when your offense was kind of struggling along there. A big spark in the first half for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Laurel obviously draws a lot of attention in the paint. And so, a lot of times it's going to be help off of Frankie or help off of Abby Jackson. And Frankie did a great job of making herself available and crashing the boards and things like that. Obviously, if they're not guarding you, then you're going to have a pretty easy path to the rim to get some offensive rebounds. So Frankie did a great job. And again, we're going to need, bodies on the floor who are threats tonight.
Rebounded the Union 44-35, and that's going to be something you're going to have the next game, at least a tough one here tonight.
Absolutely. To win games in the national tournament, I think you've got to rebound, and that's something, fortunately, that we've been able to do all season long, and it's been, one of our big emphasis in making sure that we crash the boards offensively and then defensively make sure we get to the rim and only let them have one shot. So, that's something that we were able to do against Union, especially in the second half, and that kind of spread the lead for us a little bit, gave us a little bit of breathing room, and then it was, home free home from there.
All right, it's Indiana Wesleyan tonight in the second round of the national tournament. We'll come back and talk with them as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
enough for now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings playing in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament tonight in Sioux City against Indiana Wesleyan. You draw the defending national champs from a year ago. That's a tough basketball team.
Yeah, you know, they're obviously, they've always been defensively very, very tough. They're holding, you know, teams to high 50s, and you know, that's kind of their trademark. They're a really good defensive team. You know, and offensively they have some weapons. The Goshard kid, or Goshard, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but she's a really, really nice scorer. She can do a lot of things. She can shoot the three, she can attack. They run a lot of dribble drive looking stuff, so we're gonna have to be able to use our feet and defend without fouling tonight, but traditionally a very, very solid defensive basketball team. This is going to be a battle both on the defensive end and on the boards.
Let's talk defense first. They lead the nation in defensive scoring average. They give up just 58 points per ball game. What makes them so tough on the defensive end?
Well, they limit your transition opportunities first. I mean, they sprint back and they make sure you don't get anything easy early. And then the second thing is they take away, you know, paint scoring. So they're not going to let you get very many looks in the paint without two or three other defenders coming at you. So they really do a good job of protecting the basket. And you know, they contest shots. They contest the three-point shot. They're going to help on the you know, entries into the post, and then they're going to work their way back out and cover up the three-point line. So they're very disciplined. And obviously I've seen them before several times, so they're still defensively very solid, and mainly like I said, they make sure that you don't shoot layups in transition.
That's something we like to do. We like to get out in transition. So how do we attack this team tonight?
Well, we're still going to push. We're still going to push and force their defense to get back and understand that maybe it's not going to be the first advance pass, but quick ball movement after our initial advance. There may be some open shots because, you know, they're running back and they cover up the rim first and protect the paint. They don't always cover up the three-point line. So we may have some looks in transition, but they're probably going to be from deep.
On the other end of the court, offensively, they're not an offensive explosion, but they'll score. Are they a patient team, or what do they do offensively?
Yeah, very patient. Very patient. They're somewhat methodical, but they've kind of gone to the dribble drive action, so they're going to look to attack and kick, and they've got a couple kids that can really, really score it. You know, you obviously can't let two get away from you. You can't let her, you know, have easy catches. Otherwise, you got to guard her, you know. So we got to make her touches her catches tough. We also have to contain their point guard. She really likes to try to score in transition early, and so we're gonna try to have to pick her up and make sure that you know, we don't give her anything easy early. And then number 33, their post player, she's actually their four man, is tough. She's a tough matchup. She's a thick body, and she is good from the perimeter, off the dribble. She also can, you know, hit the mid-range jumper, and she plays hard and she boards. And so those three are going to be keys for us to stop tonight.
I'd like to compare our opposition teams in the GPAC. Does this one kind of ring a bell anywhere?
You know, it's hard to say that. You know, they're unique in that they're defensively, they're pretty vanilla. In just the sense of they just are disciplined. You know, they're going to guard some man, maybe some 3-2. You know, that wouldn't surprise me if they guard us 3-2 and really try to make sure we don't get stuff in the paint. So you know, they're solid and deep, just like any other team in our conference, Concordia, Morningside, Northwestern. You know, it's a good matchup for us. I think we match up very well with them. And our styles are very similar, so it should be, like I said, a defensive battle and a battle on the boards for sure.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Great, thanks.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Indiana Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It's the Sweet 16 round of the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championships here in Sioux City. The Hastings College Broncos getting set to take on the Wildcats out of Indiana Wesleyan here in the round of Sweet 16. Winner of this ball game will move on and play Davenport of Michigan coming up in the Elite Eight. That'll be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena in Sioux City. Hastings College opening up the tournament on Wednesday with a win over Union College out of Kentucky, winning by a score of 79-64. Hastings getting a good performance from Cammy Bruckman at 22 points, 12 rebounds in the ball game. Frankie Peterson had 17 points and 6 rebounds in that contest. She scored 10 in the first half of play. Hastings held the edge on the rebounding side of things, 44-35, something that's going to be a big factor in the ball game here tonight against Indiana Wesleyan. This is a team that comes in here. They have a record of 27 wins and 7 losses on the season. They finished 14-4 in second place in the Crossroads Conference here during the regular season. Indiana Wesleyan had two stretches of 3-game losing streaks during the year. Then they lost in their conference tournament to St. Francis of Indiana, 75-63. So Indiana Wesleyan coming in 27-7 on the season. They were 14-4 in the conference. Indiana Wesleyan, they lead the nation in defensive scoring average. They're giving up only 52.8 points per ball game. They're scoring at a clip of 67.3 points, but they are very good defensively, giving up only 52.8 points per ball game. They're making their 12th appearance here in the NAIA National Tournament. They won two national championships. They won last year in 2013 with a win over Davenport of Michigan. They also won back in 2007 with a win in the championship over the College of the Ozarks. Ironically, in 2007, Hastings College lost to Indiana Wesleyan in the round, in the third round, losing by a score of 61-52. So Hastings and Indiana Wesleyan, they've got a little past history to deal with here tonight, with Hastings College squaring off here with the Wildcats in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. Their leading scorer for Indiana Wesleyan and somebody that Hastings ought to be concerned with tonight, and we talked about it during the pregame show, is Taylor Gossert. She is averaging 13.6 points per ball game, had 26 in their opening round win the other night over Oklahoma Wesleyan. They won by a score of 79-50. So that's the matchup here tonight. Hastings and Indiana Wesleyan. The winner moves on to the Elite Eight tomorrow night here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile. We do it all for you. We take the time you need when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Hi, this is Dr. Pradeepta Chaudhary of Bryan Heart Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Bryan Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24/7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Bryan Heart, Mary Lanning Cardiology.
1230 KHAS.
As we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHS. Again, running a little late because of all the dealings that we had throughout the day today. We had the highest scoring game in tournament history to lead things off for us today. Oliver Nazarene losing to Southwestern College of Kansas by the score of 112-107. That got behind right off the bat. And we had an overtime game today. College of the Ozarks beating Mayville State by a score of 92-87. So if you're tuning in late, you haven't missed anything. We haven't tipped off yet. As we get ready for the introduction of the starting lineups here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena tonight in Sioux City. We'll give you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Racing Scholars, they will go with Cammie Breckman tonight, 5'9", a senior out of Silver Lake. Breckman is now averaging 15.8 points per ball game and 4.7 rebounds per game. She scored 22 the other night against Union College. Also getting a start will be Abby Jackson, a 5'6" junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jackson averaging 5 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Jamie Van Kirk, a 5'9" junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk averaging 18.5 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. She had 16 the other night. Frankie Peterson coming off of her season high of 17 points against Union on Wednesday. She'll start again tonight. 5'9" senior out of Cambridge. Then Laurel Zwinger, a 6'4" and senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Zwinger is averaging 14.3 points and 4.2 rebounds per ball game. For the Wildcats out of Indiana Wesleyan tonight, they will go with Taylor Gossard, who's a 5'8" and senior out of Warsaw, Indiana. Gossard is averaging 13.6 points and 7 rebounds per game. Emma Stahl is a 5'7" junior out of Elkhart, Indiana. Stahl is averaging 9 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Val Sohaski is a 6'1" junior from Sylvania, Ohio. Sohaski is averaging 7.8 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Tennille Krebs is a 5'10" junior out of Buckris, Ohio. She is averaging 7.5 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. And Katrina Blackman is a 6'1" junior out of Marion, Indiana. She's averaging 10 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lines are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, also at 320 South Burlington and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Oklahoma runner at Indiana Wesleyan will be dressed in their red, trimmed and lettered in the black and the white tonight. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. Winner plays in the Elite Eight of the National Tournament tomorrow night against Davenport in Michigan. Indiana Wesleyan, the defending NAIA Division II national champions, won their second national championship in school's history last season in 2013, also winning the title in 2007. As we mentioned, they beat Hastings during their trip to the national championship back in 2007. So they're set to go, jumping things up for the Wildcats is going to be Sohansky. She jumps in there against Zwinger. The ball is in the air being tapped around. Hastings College will control the opening tip. Well, the Broncos have the ball. Did not get off to a very good start the other night against Union. In fact, Hastings College trailed at halftime of that ball game, 34-32. There's Breckman driving down the left side of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Her follow shot is going to be no good. The ball is loose. It's picked up again by Cammie Breckman, who goes over to Peterson. Her shot is up to the good. She's fouling the play. Hastings staying accurate after a couple of missed shots. Now we've got a... Well, Frankie Peterson's going to get the field goal. We have a personal foul called here on Indiana Wesley. It's going to go on the Blackman. That's going to be her first and the first team foul. And Peterson hits a three-point play. She knocks down the free throw. So Hastings is out on top here early at the 19:36 mark. Hastings has a 3-0 lead over Indiana Wesley on the three-pointer by Frankie Peterson. Here comes the Wildcats back with the ball now. Hastings will match up man-to-man. Bounce pass goes inside. Sohansky can't handle the pass, and it's a turnover. The ball is brought out there by Hastings College. Coming back the other way is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk out on top now to Jackson. High left side, that's going to be Breckman with the ball. Out on top again to Frankie Peterson. To Breckman for three. Shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Jackson tries to save it. Can't do it, and goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Indiana Wesleyan ball. So Breckman throws up an errant three-point attempt there that would not go. Did not even draw iron. Here comes Indiana Wesleyan back the other way on the dribble. Cottrell has got the ball now for the Wildcats. Bounce pass down on the baseline. It's going to be mishandled down there by Gossert. The ball's going to be picked up here by Zwiener. The second consecutive turnover on Indiana Wesleyan. Peterson gets the ball now. That's Van Kirk. Her little short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound ripped out of there by the Wildcats and coming to the near sideline. That's going to be a Taylor Gossert with the ball. Taylor brings it in the offensive zone. There's Emma Stahl. Stahl will attack now offensively for the Wildcats. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Nice pass underneath the bucket. His shot is up and in. The bucket is shot the basket by Val Swahansky. That's going to be her first field goal of the ball game. It's 3-2 now. 3-2. The Broncos have the lead. Hastings getting a three-point play by Frankie Peterson to start the ball game. Here's a long pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Zwiener. The ball's going to be saved, though. It's picked up by Breckman on the far sideline. Now Peterson lines it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sohansky. Sohansky has got the ball. Gets it away to Stahl down the right sideline to Cottrell. Charlie Cottrell with the ball now. Comes back out in the three-point territory to Emma Stahl. Stahl spins against Jackson. Takes the ball inside. There's a pass down to Sohansky. A short baseline jumper is up there and in. Now Sohansky hitting her second field goal of the ball game, and Indiana Wesleyan comes back to grab a one-point lead over Hastings now. 4-3 is the score at the 17:45 mark of this first half from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena here in Sioux City. This is the 23rd annual NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament here this week. Here's Peterson with the ball, dribbles on the left side of the lane, stops there. She's double-teamed. Bounce pass comes inside to Breckman. Shot up there, no good, and traveling violation. Breckman is whistled for a traveling violation. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Broncos averaged 13 turnovers during the regular season. 4-3 the score. The Cats out on top of the Broncos here tonight. In Sioux City is Carly Cottrell. Brings the ball across the 10-second line. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Gets it out here now to Emma Stahl. She takes it to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Now to Van Kirk, and she runs it back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Hustles into the forecourt now. Van Kirk comes out to the top of the key to Breckman. Now to Jackson on the wing on the right side. There's a Frankie Peterson. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. But then he found cold. It's going to be an offensive foul on Frankie Peterson driving the ball to the hole. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the first half of play. A turnover on the Broncos. Their second of the ball game. And now it's Indiana Wesleyan coming back to the ball. 4-3 to score. The Wildcats have a one-point lead over Hastings College. Here's Gossett with the ball. Gets it away now to Blackman. The pass inside. There's a shot up there right in front of the basket by Sohansky. It's going to go good. And the foul is called again on the rebound. This is going to go on Indiana Wesleyan. Foul Sohansky picking up the personal foul. That's going to be your first and the second team foul on the Wildcats. Indiana Wesleyan finished 10th in the final regular season poll. Running the coaches in AIA Division II. Indiana Wesleyan number 10. Hastings number 7. Scoring off here in the second round of the national tournament here in Sioux City. 4-3 the score. Hastings down by a single point here. Broncos on the ball. Here's Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener's got it at the top of the key. Gives it away now. That's going to be Danny Bruckman with it now. Abby Jackson. Now to Van Kirk. Comes across the top to Bruckman. She spins. Gets the ball now to Van Kirk. Dribbles it to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Amy Van Kirk finds a seam in the defense and takes it to the hole and scores. Hastings now has the lead 5-4. We're about 4 minutes into the ball game here from Sioux City tonight. Second round of the national tournament. Driving inside is Emma Stahl. Down in the corner, Cottrell. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk now against the Taylor Gossard as he hustles over the forecourt. On the wing on the right side is Meade Bruckman. Bruckman lobs it inside. That's Zwiener with the ball. Dribbles once, now spins in the lane. Puts up a short jumper up there and in. Well, Zwiener scores, and the Broncos now go out on top by a score of 7-4. The winner plays in the Elite Eight of the national tournament tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Davenport of Michigan, a team that finished runner-up a season ago, losing to Indiana Wesleyan in the championship ball game during the 2013 season. Liz Gossett with the ball, doubles into the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. She fouled on the play by Van Kirk. Amy Van Kirk picks up her first personal foul. This is going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos. And that's going to send Gossett to the free throw line now for Indiana Wesleyan. She hits 80% of her free throws during the season, 142 for 176. She got to the line 18 times the other night. And her shot is up there, it's no good. And just as we give her the accolade, she throws up a brick off of the free throw line, hits the back iron and falls off. She is 15 out of 18 from the line against Oklahoma Wesleyan the other night in the first round of this tournament. As the second shot here, it's going to be good. So she hits one out of two here. Gossard had 26 in that ball game against Oklahoma Wesleyan. 7-5 the score now. Hastings College with a 2-point lead. Broncos have the ball. On the wing on the right side, that's going to be Van Kirk. Comes out to the top of the key to Bruckman. She holds it. Bruckman comes over here on the wing again. That's going to be Van Kirk. Dribbles inside. The ball's going to be knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Indiana Wesleyan. Wildcats have it on the third turnover for Hastings. Here's Blackman taking the ball to the basket. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's it. Cammie Bruckman gets the ball ahead down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk here on the right side at the top of the three-point circle has it knocked out of her hands. The ball is loose, and now another foul is going to be called. This is going to go on Van Kirk. Or will it? Sierra Williamson picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Sierra just checked in there, and she picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. So it's going to be Indiana Wesleyan back with the basketball here. Trailing by the score at 7-5. Broncos have the lead as they match up man-to-man again. Here's Gossett, high right side. Picked up now by Chanel Farmers into the ballgame. Bounce pass comes out to Cottrell, top of the key. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot's up there, no good. And the foul's going to be called. Hastings fouling way too much early. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 4 on Hastings. So Carly Cottrell going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Cottrell, she had 14 points the other night in their season opening win over, not season opening, but tournament opening win over Oklahoma Wesleyan, 79-50. Scored 14 points in that ball game. She gets her first one down here. It's now a 7-6 ball game. Next one is up there. It is good. We're tied. 7 points apiece here in the national tournament in round number 2. Hastings College has got the ball. Coming back the other way. This is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with a right-handed dribble moves it to the right side of the floor now on the wing. That's going to be Bruckman with it. Back out on top of Farmer. Sends over here to Alex Edwards, who's into the ball game. Now to Bruckman. Drives the ball down the lane to the basket. She goes and scores. Danny Bruckman gets the field goal. That's her first points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead. Back the other way. Driving and shooting and scoring is going to be Kylie Cottrell. He takes it coast to coast there for Indiana Wesleyan. We're tied up at 9 points apiece now. We're 6 minutes into the ball game here from the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City tonight. There's Van Kirk for three. Her shot should be off of the back iron. No good. Not going to have a rebound and had it knocked out of her hands and have a foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Bruckman. So Cammie's got one. Everybody getting the act here in the fouling ranks. Chanel Farmer, Cammie Bruckman, Jamie Van Kirk, Frankie Peterson, Sierra Williamson. All with the personal fouls so far in the ballgame. Here comes Adam Zeenan coming into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Bruckman. 13:51 to play here in the first half. We're tied up at 9 points apiece in the second round of the national tournament. Coming back with the ball now is Jessica Brown, who's into the ballgame now for Indiana Wesleyan. Dribbles behind the screen. Brown drives it, leaves it out here to Emma Stahl. She circles around, cuts it down toward the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Island pass goes to Adam Zeenan. Here come the Broncos now. Zeenan on the attack. Comes out to Farmer at the top of the key. Swings it right side. That's going to be Van Kirk. Now to Autumn Zeman, top of the circle, over to Alex Edwards on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Spins, whistle, traveling violation. 5 turnovers on Hastings College already in this basketball game. We're down to 13-21 to play in the first half. We're tied up 9 points apiece with Indiana Wesleyan tonight. Rich Brooks is the head coach for Indiana Wesleyan, now in his 15th season as the head man of the Cats. 2 national championships to his credit so far. Here's Jessica Brown with the ball at the elbow, right side of the lane, comes back out into 3-point territory. Going with it there is a Chelsea Winters into the ball game now. Back inside, the shot's taken there by Gossard, and she's fouling the play. But Taylor Gossard goes back to the free throw line again for Indiana Wesleyan. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Van Kirk. That's going to be her second foul. The Broncos fouling way too much early in this ball game, and Gossard goes to the free throw line now for Indiana Wesleyan. 1 out of 2 so far. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Taylor Gossard will have one more, 80% from the free throw line this season. She knocks down 43% from the field and 34% from three-point territory. She's the leading scorer for the Wildcats this year, averaging 13.6 points per ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. But Gossard gets a couple of free throws, and Indiana Wesleyan out on top of Hastings by a score of 11-9. Adam Zeman with the ball now for the Broncos. Comes over to Breckman on the wing on the right side. Breckman gets away, dribbles it to the free throw line. Gives it up to Williams, and her shot's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Ball chased down in the corner. It's picked up there by Brown for Indiana Wesleyan. So Jessica Brown has got the ball, and she trots it back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Brown drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled again. Another foul called here on Hastings. And that's going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. Indiana Wesleyan has got 2 fouls so far. We got some more free throws. There's a shot up there, and it's going to be good. That's Jessica Brown going to the free throw line, and she knocks down her first free throw. She's an 80% foul shooter as well during the regular season. 25 out of 31 coming in here. 44% from the field and 46% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Indiana Wesleyan now with a 4-point lead over Hastings, 13-9. Broncos got behind by 7 in the opening round against the Union College and came back to win. There's a shot from the elbow. It's going to be no good by Zeman. The ball is rebounded here by Indiana Wesleyan. That's Chelsea Winter with the ball. Gets it into the forecourt now. That's going to be Emma Stahl trying to drive it. Stops at the elbow. Comes out here now to Winters. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Gossard at the top of the key. Now takes the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Zwiener. Well, Zwiener goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer back out of the wing. That's going to be Adam Zeman. Takes it to the free throw line. Back out to Chanel on the wing on the right side. Farmer dribbling with the ball. We're down to 15 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Peterson, high above her head. Now that's Farmer. Over here to Zeman in the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Breckman. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Taylor Gossard. Gossard has got it now for Indiana Wesleyan. Gets it in the hands of Emma Stahl. It's a 13-9 ball game. Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead. There's a stall in the lane. She's being called for a bombing violation. A little spinning move to the right side of the basket there. They're going to take it to the rack, and she's called for the palming violation. 3 turnovers on Indiana Wesleyan so far in the ball game. Hastings has got 5. It's a 13-9 ball game. Indiana Wesleyan, the defending NAIA Division II national champions, out on top of Hastings here tonight. Broncos on the ball. Here's Jackson with it into the forecourt now. Autumn Zeman has got it on the wing. Zeman takes it to the free throw line, stops. Gets it out here to Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It runs off with no good. And the rebound comes down here to Indiana Wesleyan. As the Wildcats come back the other way, Jessica Brown has got it. Brown over in the far sideline to get it to a Chelsea Winter. Right down the left side of the lane to Stahl. Flips away to Gossard. Takes the ball to the rack. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Breckman. Gabby Breckman has got it for Hastings. Who hands the ball away to Abby Jackson down the near sideline. 13-9, Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings tonight in the Sweet 16 of the NAIA Division II National Tournament. There's Jackson, lobs the ball inside. The ball's going to be poked away from Zwiener. Back out by Jackson. Out to Peterson. Now to Breckman for 3. Shots up there and in. Gabby Breckman nails a 3-pointer. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 1. 13-12. Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead. Here come the Cats now, dribbling it down the right side of the lane to the girls in the stall. Here, shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Ball is recovered here by Jackson, running back the other way to Autumn Zwiener. Your shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Jessica Brown for Indiana Wesleyan. They run her back the other way. This is not the game that they want to play. As a team that's averaging 67 points per ball game, they can be very methodical, they say, on offense. They like to run the set plays. There's Erica Isom, who's into the ball game now. Pass comes across the top to Winner. Out of the far sideline. That's going to be a Taylor Gossett with the ball. Out to Isom at the top of the key. Over to Jessica Brown. First shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball away now to Abby Jackson down the far sideline. It's a 13-12 ball game. Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead. There's Breckman. Now to Zwiener. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be a air ball. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be Indiana Wesleyan basketball. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Zwiener comes out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ballgame. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena in Sioux City tonight. Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College, 13-12. Here's Jessica Brown down the far sideline. Gets it in the hands of a Cottrell. Cottrell down to Isom right here at the top of the circle. Off to Jessica Brown, who brings it back inside to Isom. The ball's going to be knocked loose. Sarah Williamson knocks the ball away. It's picked up here by Jackson coming back the other way. Abby Jackson down to Cammie Breckman. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Forces up the shot and draws the personal foul. And Breckman runs the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Emma Stahl of Indiana Wesleyan. That's going to be her first foul. That's team foul number three on the Wildcats. And that's going to send Breckman to the free throw line. Breckman has got 5 points so far in the ball game. She hit 72% of her foul shots during the regular season. Her shot is up there, and that one rolls out for the front iron. No good. Breckman was 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe on Wednesday, and their 79-64 win over Union College out of Kentucky. This is her first attempt here. Here comes the next one. It's up there, and the shot is going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Val Chahansky, who's into the ball game again for Indiana Wesleyan. 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by a score of 13-12. There's a Cottrell with the ball. Cottrell comes out here to a Taylor Gossard. Gossard picked up there by Jackson behind the screen. Gossard drives the ball down the lane. Contact made, foul called. Jackson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. But that's going to send Taylor Gossard to the free throw line again for Indiana Wesleyan. And she got there 18 times the other night against Oklahoma Wesleyan. This will be numbers 5 and 6 already here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. As Gossard will have two. He looks up there, and the shot is going to be around the rim and falls off the front iron. No good. So we'll get one more. 8:44 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Indiana Wesleyan by a score of 13-12. Taylor Gossard will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot up there, rolls out, no good. She was an 80% foul shooter during the regular season. She's now hitting 50% here early in this ball game. 3 out of 6 from the line. Hastings down by one. They can grab the lead with a field goal here. Breckman bounce pass goes over to Peterson. Comes back out to Cammie Breckman. Moves to her left. They cover up the 3-pointer to get the ball to Flyman. Her pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there. Grabbing the ball is going to be Blackman. Here comes Gossard back the other way. Now for Indiana Wesleyan. She's got the ball on the wing. Hastings get a man-to-man defense. Flyman will pick her up. Gossard inside the free throw circle, down in the corner. Jessica Brown back out to Gossard. Swings it right side, down to Cottrell. High right side. Cottrell dribbles it inside the free throw circle, now backs out. Dribbles it down to one side of the lane, kicks it over here in the wing to Brown. Top of the key, this is going to be Blackman. Drives it in the hole and shots up there at the end. At the end of the shot clock, Katrina Blackman takes the ball in the hole and scores for Indiana Wesleyan. And it's now a 15-12 ball game. Hastings College is trailing by 3 points here in the contest. Here's a Farmer with the ball on the wing on the right side. Comes out to Peterson. 200 pass down in the corner. Abby Jackson looking to drive it. Having problems with the dribble. Comes out here in the 3 points here. It's way. Now to Cammie Breckman. Top of the circle. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Contact made down there. Big collision and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Indiana Wesleyan. And that's going to send Cammie Breckman to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called there on Carly Cottrell. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4. Called here on Indiana Wesleyan. It's going to be Cammie Breckman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and it's going to be good. Breckman now 1 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. Here comes Zeman back into the ball game. Edwards comes in. Frankie Peterson checks out. Sarah Williamson checks out.
It's 15-13. Indiana Wesleyan with a 2-point lead with 7:33 to play in the first half. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So Breckman hits a pair of free throws. And now we've got a timeout. Hastings burns a timeout. 7 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first half. The Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. NAIA National Tournament to score. It is Indiana Wesleyan 15, Hastings 14.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Neither team shooting the ball real well here opening this ball game. Hastings just 5 out of 17 from the field for 29%. Indiana Wesleyan 4 out of 13 for 30%. Indiana Wesleyan has got a 1-point lead with the Broncos 15-14 as the Cats come back with the basketball here. They come into their offensive zone again. Here's Emma Stahl with it out here in 3-point territory. Works against Jackson. Dribbles behind a couple of screens. Stahl is on the wing on the right side. Down to Blackman inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Well, this has been a foul fest so far. Alex Edwards picks up the personal foul. It's going to be her first foul. So now we're going to have some free throws here. It's going to be Katrina Blackman going to the free throw line. She's a 64% foul shooter during the regular season. 88 for 136. And the shot is up there. It's going to be good. Katrina Blackman had 6 points in their opening round win of Oklahoma Wesleyan the other night. She got three so far tonight with another chance right here. To tack on one more from the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down as Wiener. So it's a 2-point ball game now, 16-14. Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead. Abby Jackson with the ball here for Hastings. Jackson, bounce pass, comes over here on the wing. That's Breckman with the ball. Dribbles to her left, fires up her three. Her shot's up there, down through the hole. Abby Breckman manages a three ball there. She's now got 10 points in the first half, and Hastings goes down on top by the score of 17-16 on the three-pointer by Abby Breckman on the wing on the right side. Here the ball is knocked loose. Taylor Gossett has got it now. Picks it up. Goes over there on the wing on the right side to Brown. Jericho Brown around the screen. Reaches it to the free throw line. Stops there. Bounce pass goes down low. Isham with ball. It's has to be blocked down by Zwiener. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Indiana Wesleyan ball. Isham trying to get over there to save it. Even though he didn't touch it before it goes out of bounds. So he gives the ball to the Wildcats. They'll play things in. Baseline left side. Emma Stahl looking to trigger things in. She does. Gets it to Gossett. Gossett drives the ball to the basket. Her shot over Buckman is good. Taylor Gossett scoring there. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 18-17. Indiana Wesleyan has got a 1-point lead over Hastings College. Adam Zener with the ball down for the Broncos out here in 3 points territory. Runs the offense. Comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Picked up by Gossett. Breckman dribbling with it now. Runs across the top to Adam Zenin. 10 seconds in the shot clock. Zenin. Alex Edwards. Bounce pass inside. Is going to be kicked there on the baseline by Indiana Wesleyan's Taylor Gossett. And Hastings will play things in. Broncos get the fresh shot clock. They'll play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Actually 15 seconds put on the shot clock here as they make the adjustment. 6:04 remaining here in the first half. 18-17. The Wildcats leading the Broncos here tonight in the national tournament. Zwiener will play things in. On the wing, that's going to be Breckman with the ball. She holds it. Rounds it back inside to Zwiener. Puts a defender in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's no good. She drives the personal foul. Erica Isham picks up the foul there for Indiana Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Wildcats. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener's got 2 points so far in the ball game and a field goal. Her shot is up there. It's good. Zwiener, a good foul shooter during the regular season, 78% from the foul line, 124 for 157. She was 2 out of 3 from the line the other night against Union College. It's her first free throw attempt here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zwiener 2 for 2 from the line. Hastings reclaims the lead, 19-18 in the seesaw first half of play here tonight. Around the Sweet 16 of the NAIA National Tournament. Indiana Wesleyan with the ball. That's going to be a pass down on the baseline. They kick it back out here in the corner. That's going to be Brown with the ball. It's not going to be up there. No good. Rebound Zener. Gets it out of Zenon. Here comes Zena back the other way. Moves it right to the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Blackman. Blackman has got it here from Indiana Wesleyan. They get it to the near sideline as they run it back into the offensive zone. Gossett has got it now to Jericho Brown. Brown moves it over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Emma Stahl with the ball. Now to Blackman. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. There's a pass on the short baseline to Stohansky. Her little short jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes out to Alex Edwards. Edwards runs her back the other way to Cammie Bruckman. A player, that's going to be Gossard, who took a hard hit there. On the right side, no foul called. Swinger, he's got the ball now. Cross-court pass comes over here to Edwards. Now to Adam Zeman, top of the key. Now to Swinger. She falls down on the play. And a foul called. Foul's going to go here on Val Zawanski. That's going to be her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 7. On the Wildcats, team foul number 6 in the Wildcats. And Hastings playing the ball in 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play. They're in the first half from Sioux City. The score is 19-18. Hastings College has got a 1-point lead in this tournament, running about 40 minutes behind schedule. So if you're tuning in late, you missed much of the action. We're still in the first half. An overtime game and the highest scoring game in tournament history has blessed us so far on this Friday, the national tournament. Hastings with a 1-point lead. There's a shot by Farmer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Isom, and the foul's going to be called. The foul here is going to go on Hastings. And now I'm going to walk to the other end of the floor. I'm going to have a free throw. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Frankie Peterson. Peterson picks up her second foul. That's 10 fouls plus on Hastings now in this first half of play. So this will be a double bonus at this end. Indiana Wesleyan will go to the charity stripe here. That's Gossard going to the line. And shots up there. It's going to be no good. We have a tough day today from the charity stripe. She's now 3 out of 7. Indiana Wesleyan as a team hitting 71% of their foul shots this year. That was 6th in their Crossroads Conference. 71% from the free throw line, 44% from the field, and 34% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Taylor Gossard. And now it's a 19-19 ball game here. As Hastings comes back with the ball. We're approaching 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. There's a feed inside to Zwinger. He goes back to the final. The ball's going to be stripped away. The foul's going to be called. Zwinger got the ball right to Chanel Farmer in the lane there. The ball is stripped away. The personal foul's going to be called here on Indiana Wesleyan. It's going to go on Emma Stahl. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 7 on Indiana Wesleyan. And going to the free throw line will be Farmer. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Farmer, a 52% foul shooter during the regular season. She was 1 out of 2 from the line the other night, and the Broncos 79-64 win over Union College. Here comes Alex Edwards back in the ball game now. Frankie Peterson checks out. They're tied up at 19 points apiece. Next shot is up there, and it's good. But Chanel hits 1 out of 2. That gives Hastings the lead again. 20-19 here in the first half with 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here comes Indiana Wesleyan back with the ball. Emma Stahl has got it. Stahl picked up by Jackson. Flips the ball away. Now to Winner. Chelsea Winner stops at the elbow. Left side of the lane. They work it back around to the right sideline. To Gossard. Drives the ball inside. Can be stripped away. Farmer's got the ball. That's turnover number 4 on the Wildcats. Here's it. Jackson takes the ball out of the lane. Kicks it out. Breckman wide open for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is lost out of bounds. And we're seeing give it to Hastings down here. That's touched by Katrina Blackman of Indiana Wesleyan. So it's going to be the Broncos inbounding the ball with 4:02 to play. In the first half, 20-19. Hastings with a 1-point lead. They get it into Bruckman right at the top of the 3-point circle. Drives it, kicks it out to Farmer. 4-3 shot. It's up there. Big goal. Cadell Farmer knocks down the 3-pointers. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a 4-point lead now, 23-19. 3:49 to play. Here in the first half from Sioux City Tyson Event Center. There's a Winner with the ball. Chelsea Winner comes across the top of Blackman, dribbles inside, spins, goes up there. Left-handed shot there, no good. Ball checked out. It's picked up here by Hastings. That's going to be Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman, 200 pass to the near side. Contact made. Everybody foul call. That's going to go on Bruckman. Cammie Bruckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number 2 on her. As he dribbles along the lane and draws a lot of contact in there. Picks up the offensive foul. It's going to be Indiana Wesleyan coming back the other direction. That's going to be 6 turnovers now for Hastings here in the ballgame. The Wildcats, they have 5. Broncos have a 4-point lead, 23-19. in the NAIA National Tournament. Emma Stahl has got the ball here. High left side, dribbles behind the screen, takes to the free throw line, down the lane she goes. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Ball comes out of her heart as Alex Edwards comes out with it for Hastings. Edwards gets the ball ahead, now to Farmer, to Alex Edwards, top of the key. Brunkman has got it, now to Jackson in the wing. Jackson, top of the key, Chanel Farmer. Chanel is open, takes another three. Her shot is up there, it's going to be short, no good. Long rebound, picked up out here by Winner. Chelsea Winner has got the ball, gets it out of the hands of Emma Stahl. Here come the Wildcats now. It's a 23-19 ball game. Hastings with a lead. On the sideline, Emma Stahl has got behind the screen. Stahl bounce pass down low. Isham grabs it and shots up there and in. Erica Isham scoring there for the Wildcats. That's her first field goal in the ball game. 23-21. Hastings leading by two. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. On the wing is going to be Cammie Bruckman now. Dribbles behind the screen. Takes it to the basket. Her left handed layup is up there. No good. And the rebound ripped down there by Chelsea Winner. Now we got a foul. Nope, traveling violation. A traveling violation here in backcourt on the Winner trying to get the ball out of there. So the Wildcats turn over for the fifth time here in the ball game. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sierra Williamson will trigger things in for the Broncos. Williamson looking, finally comes out on top now. Autumn Zenon is back into the ball game. To Chanel down in the corner, bounce pass inside to Williamson. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound Blackman, she loses the ball out of bounds. Katrina Blackman was trying to come up the near sideline and lost the ball out of bounds. So Hastings will get it on the sixth turnover for the Wildcats here in the ball game. Zenon will play things in with 2:15 to play. 23-21, Hastings out by a couple of points here. Abby Jackson has got it in 3-point territory. Dribbles behind the screen from Williamson. Dumps the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it back to Williamson. And the ball was thrown away. Now Jackson has got the ball. She steals it back here in backcourt. Hastings has got it back again. Here's Williamson. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Alex Edwards grabs the rebound. She's surrounded. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's loose here in the near side. Now a foul is going to be called. A couple of turnovers on each team there, and finally a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to be on Taylor Gossert of Indiana Wesleyan. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Wildcats here in this first half of play. Hastings will have a 1-1 situation here as Abby Jackson will go to the free throw line. Jackson, a 70% foul shooter during the regular season. She was 26 out of 39, did not get to the free throw line the other day against Union College. Jackson looks up there, shot is good. Hastings from the free throw line so far today, 7 out of 10. Jackson will have one more. It's 24-21. Hastings with a 3-point lead now with 1:53 to play. Next shot by Jackson is up there and in. Hastings again with a 4-point lead, 25-21. As the Wildcats come back the other direction here. Down the right sideline is going to be Emma Stahl. She brings it up against Jackson, comes into the offensive zone, flips it away here to Winner. Winner's pass to the near sideline is going to be out of bounds. Trying to bring it to Taylor Gossard here on the near side, and the ball was thrown behind her out of bounds. Turned to number 8 on Indiana Wesleyan. Now head coach Rich Brooks wants to call a timeout. Indiana Wesleyan calls a timeout here with 1:42 to play in the first half from Sioux City. The score, Hastings 25, Indiana Wesleyan 21.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings in the lead here, 25-21, 1:42 to play in the first half. Winner moves on to the Elite Eight in the national tournament. That will be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Waiting for the winner of this ball game is Davenport of Michigan, the team that finishes the national runner-up a year ago to Indiana Wesleyan. There's some tough competition here in this pot of eight teams here. Hastings with the advantage here, 25-21. Abby Jackson with it now for the Broncos. Lobs it inside to Zwinger. Backs up, spins toward the baseline. Puts up the left-handed shot. No good. And a rebound comes down to Emma Stahl. Stahl has got it again to Taylor Gossard. And Gossard will bring it in the offensive zone. Chanel Farmer right in her face defensively. Gossard moves the ball to the wing on the right side. Flips it away to Winter. Winter down to Blackman. Out here to Emma Stahl. Circles around. Cuts it down the lane. Bounce pass. Deflected away from Isom. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Houston's ball. Nice touch down there on the baseline by Emma Stahl. So a turnover on Indiana Wesleyan. That's going to be their ninth one here in the first half. And now Hastings has a chance to add to the lead here. As we are approaching 1 minute to go here in the first half, it's 25-21. The Broncos have a four-point advantage. Adam Zeenan with the ball out here. Zeenan dribbles behind the screen. Moves it to the wing on the left side. Zeenan bounce pass out here to Jackson between the circles. Brings it back to Adam on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes inside. Zwinger spins, fakes, throws up a shot. Short, no good. Rebound Farmer. She was out of bounds. Indiana Wesleyan will come back with the basketball. 42 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Wildcats by a score of 25-21. Here's Indiana Wesleyan with the ball. Emma Stahl has got it. Stahl dribbles behind her back, bringing up there against Abby Jackson across the 10-second line. Emma Stahl on the high right side, now right in front of the Bronco bench. He's out here between the circles to Winter. Chelsea Winter with 14 on the shot clock. Here's Gossard. Her pass will be deflected away and is picked up by Edwards. A turnover on Indiana Wesleyan. Alex Edwards has the ball for the Broncos. Now Hastings will have a final shot here. We're down to 15 seconds to play in the first half. Jackson moves it over to Adam Zeenan. High right side. Zeenan 200 pass comes back out to Jackson. Now to Edwards. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Alex Edwards spins on the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped around and it'll get another shot away. That's the end of the first half of play. Hastings trailed the other night after the first half, 34-32 to Union College. The Broncos have the lead here over Indiana Wesleyan at halftime of game number 2 here in the national tournament. Hastings 25, Indiana Wesleyan 21. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wilbacher at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena in Sioux City for the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Tournament. Hastings with a lead here over the Wildcats at the break. The score is 25-21. Neither team able to really break away here in this one. The score has been tied several times in the first half. Indiana Wesleyan, they had as much as a four-point lead at one point at 13-9. Hastings has led by 4 points a couple of times, and that's the halftime margin, 4 points. Hastings out on top of Indiana Wesleyan by the score of 25-21. Our halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. The Broncos in the first half, they got 10 points from Candy Bruckman. They got 4 from Chanel Farmer. They got 4 from Laurel Zwinger. 3 points for Frankie Peterson. 2 for Abby Jackson and 2 for Jamie Van Kirk. Hastings hitting 8 out of 11 from the free throw line for the first half of play. For Indiana Wesleyan, Taylor Gossard, she has got 6 points in the game. Carly Cottrell has got 4. Val Sohansky, she got 4 points. Katrina Blackman has got 3. Jessica Brown has got 2. Erica Isham, she has got 2 points in the ball game. Wildcats 9 out of 14 from the free throw line here in the first half. Hastings hitting only 24% from the floor in the first 20 minutes. They are 7 out of 29. Indiana Wesleyan, 6 out of 20 for 30%. The Wildcats are 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. Hastings just 3 out of 8 for 37%. They gave their free throws, 8 out of 11 for Hastings for 72%. 9 out of 14 for Indiana Wesleyan for 64%. Rebounds, Hastings has got 20. Indiana Wesleyan has got 19. Hastings with 5 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense. The Wildcats have 1 offensive rebound and 18 on defense. Hastings has turned the ball over 8 times so far. And Indiana Wesleyan has got 11 turnovers. In the score at halftime, it's Hastings out on top of the Wildcats of Indiana Wesleyan by a score of 25-21. Stay tuned. We've got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. And in the second half, you're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
It was the kind of love that should last a lifetime. You did everything together. Fishing, tailgates, nights under the starry skies. And now, it's love done gone. Bring back the love you once had for your vehicle with vehicle accessories from the Dent Popper.
The Vehicle Love Doctors.
The Dent Popper is more than dents, scratches, and bed linings. They're accessorizers, too. Any accessory, any vehicle. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it for you. Love your vehicle again with accessories from the Dent Popper. North of the railroad on 1st Avenue on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart. Midtown Mart on West 2nd and Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronic for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. We are at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Spring break has arrived on the Hastings College campus, and while some students go to Southern Climates for spring break, but Hastings College media students know where the action really is at, and that's sports streaming the NAIA National Division II Women's Basketball Tournament from Sioux City, Iowa. 2 years before I was a Hastings College freshman on campus, the Hastings College media students started going to the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa to put the Hastings College tournament, Hastings College's run through the tournament, on the HCTV6. I myself got to be a part of the HC media team back in 2006 when the women won their third national championship. Now, 8 years later, their work is being recognized and their responsibilities are going even farther. This year, for the first time, Hastings College media students will produce the ESPN3 live video stream for the 2014 NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Championship semifinal games on March 17th at 6 and 8 p.m. in Sioux City, Iowa. This marks the first time the Hastings College media students will produce under the Global Broadcasting Network. ESPN3 offers live multi-screen sports streams available through WatchESPN.com. Smartphone and tablet users can also access the stream through the Watch ESPN app. Since 2008, HC Media has contracted to record and stream the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Championship via the NAIA Network, excluding the final championship game. Overall, Hastings College Media is responsible for the production of about 30 games over a 6-day period. Along with the semifinals that Hastings College Media students will produce, HC Media also is producing live streams for the 28 games in the first and second and quarterfinal rounds of the championships. And if that's not enough, Hastings College Media students are also participating in an experimental learning lab through Journalism and Media Arts Department by developing and maintaining an interactive and informative website covering all aspects of the championship. This includes game recaps, social media updates, photography, and feature stories on players and coaches. And that website is myNAIAtourney.org. That's myNAIAtourney.org. HastingsCollegeSpotlight.org. Clicking and surfing the site, we see that there are already three feature stories up, talking about playing through injuries, points records being broken, and family ties and how that affects the NAIA National Tournament. There's game recaps and even scoring updates, which if you're a fill-in sports guy like myself this week, is extremely helpful. Again, that site is run entirely by students from Hastings College. HC Media has been doing live video broadcasts and sports coverage for the NAIA Division Women's Basketball National Tournament for the last 10 years. And every year, it keeps getting better and better. HC Media students produce all of the content for the website. Again, mynaiatourney.org. If you wish to find out more information on HC Media, visit hcmediaonline.org. And that's a check of your Hastings College Spotlight at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Sending it back out to the broadcast booth here in just a minute. I'm Tyson Ivronik. Enjoy the second half, everyone.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Come on in.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
1230 KHAS.
And Wesley by the score of 25-21. Checking some other results from the tournament from earlier today. Again, we started things off by setting a new tournament record by combining points in a single game. Highest scoring game in the tournament's history. Southwestern of Kansas beat Olivet Nazarene out of Illinois today by a score of 112-107. Southwestern will play number one ranked and undefeated St. Francis of Indiana for the quarterfinals tomorrow. St. Francis beating Siena Heights by a score of 83-59. It was Cardinal Stretch over Jamestown of North Dakota tonight, 76-54. Cardinal Stretch will play in the quarterfinals against either Morningside or St. Mary's. That game is coming up later on tonight here in Sioux City. College of the Ozarks, they picked up a 92-87 win over Mayville State today out of North Dakota. They will take on Northwestern in the quarterfinals tomorrow. Northwestern, the Red Raiders, after a sluggish beginning in the tournament the other night, they come back and beat Huntington out of Indiana today quite easily, 92-68. Davenport in Michigan, a winner over Purdue. Calumet out of Indiana today, final of 110-77. So Davenport will play the winner of the Hastings-Indiana Wesleyan game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here in the national tournament. So those are all the games that have been completed so far here in Sioux City. And earlier today, it was Nebraska. The Nebraska men losing in the Big Ten tournament to the Ohio State Buckeyes. The final score of that ball game today was 71-67. Nebraska finishes the season at this point at 19-12. And hopefully they'll get selected for the NCAA tournament coming up on Sunday. Ron Pettaway had 20 points to lead the Huskers today. So the second half is underway. Indiana Wesleyan has got the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. After the opening possession, he's going to travel with the ball down there in the baseline, but he get it back out here. That's going to be Taylor Gossard taking the ball in the basket. It's going to be no good as he goes up with a shot, and the rebound comes out as Wiener. So Hastings has a 25-21 lead just underway here in the second half in Sioux City tonight. Abby Jackson with the ball over to Van Kirk on the wing. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Wiener, she throws up a shot good. Orleans Lehman now with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings has the biggest lead in the ball game now. 27-21 at the 19-11 mark. Now this second half in Sioux City, we played a good second half the other night against Union. Outscored the opposition 47-30. Driving the ball in the basket and scoring is Indiana Stahl. And Stahl scoring there for Indiana Wesleyan. Goes right around to Jackson with a hole there. It's now a 27-23 ball game. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Jackson with the ball offensively now. Over to Van Kirk, high right side behind the screen. Takes a 3-pointer. The shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Breckman. Breckman comes out to Jackson in the corner. Down to Cammy. Her 12-footer is up there from the baseline. No good. Batting for the rebound is Winner. She grabs it. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes out here to Indiana Wesleyan. Lahansky gets the rebound there for the Wildcats. Gets the ball on the far side. Line down to Gossard. Gossard down in the hands of Blackman. Blackman flips it away to Cottrell. She takes it down the right side of the lane. Who flips it away again in the lane. That's going to be Stahl with the ball. Has it deflected. It is loose in the far sideline. It's picked up there by Blackman. She dribbles inside. 200 pass to the near corner. The sounds up there and in. A three-pointer by Conley Cottrell. Not the one. The head coach Rich Brooks trying to chew that baby up. As it was loose a couple of times, and finally they nail a three-pointer from the deep right corner. 27-26 now. Hastings with a one-point lead. Zwiener goes for the basket. Her shot is up there at the end. Earl Zwiener gets her third field goal in the ball game. She's now got 8 points. Hastings out on top. Now by a score of 29-26. On the right sideline is Stahl. Fits it to the hole here. And goes over on the left side on the baseline. Her shot is up there in the end. And Stahl throws it up there over Zwiener. Did not put up much opposition defensively there. Emma Stahl with a couple of field goals and 4 points now, 29-28. Hastings with a one-point lead. Van Kirk with the ball comes across the top of Bruckman. Bruckman down to Frankie Peterson. Out on top of Jackson. Dribbles it to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Peterson has got the ball for Hastings. Down on the right baseline. Down to Jackson. Out on the wing. Van Kirk has got it on the dribble. Down on the baseline. Comes out to Cammy Bruckman. Out of Van Kirk again. Spins in the elbow. Flips it back out. Bruckman 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sohansky. Sohansky has got it now for the Cats. Indiana Wesleyan can grab the lead here with a successful trip down the floor here. Emma Stahl has got the ball. Emma Stahl comes here in the near side to a Gossett. Circles around. Drives it down the lane. Puts up a shot good. Taylor Gossard scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. Indiana Wesleyan comes back to grab the lead over Hastings. 30-29 with the 16:40 mark of this ballgame here tonight in Sioux City. There's Van Kirk with the ball inside the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk has just 2 points in the first half, and she hits her early field goal here in the second half of play. And Hastings reclaims the lead now. 31-30 over Indiana Wesleyan. Wildcats have the ball in their offensive end. Here's Gossett with an out. She dribbles it against Van Kirk all the way to the basket. He tries up there in. Taylor Gossett scoring there. Gossett has got 10 points in the ball game, and now Carey wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here. 16 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Indiana Wesleyan 32, Hastings 31.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Grounded team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports. The 2013-2014 season. Hastings in the national tournament, now trailing Indiana Wesleyan 32-31. There's Van Kirk down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Breckman goes back up and shot. Good, and she's fouled. Johnny Breckman gets the offensive board and the put back. And Breckman will go to the free throw line now and try to convert on a 3-point play. Breckman has now got 12 points in the ball game. She's fouling the play there by Erica Isom for the Wildcats of Indiana Wesleyan. As Virginia comes in here from Marion, Indiana. Hastings with a lead. Here's Breckman to the free throw line. Their shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short. No good. Down for the rebound. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. That's touched down here by Wilson. So Hastings gets a break here. The Broncos will play things in. underneath their own basket. That's going to be Zwinger. Nope, it's going to be Sarah Williamson who plays things in. And out here to Van Kirk at the elbow. Drives it down the right side of the lane, and she's going to be fouling the play. She goes up for the shot, and she's fouling the play here by Taylor Gossard out of Indiana Wesley. And that's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Wildcats. That's going to send Van Kirk to the free throw line. 33-32. Hastings with a one-point advantage now. We've got 15:49 to play in the ball game. Van Kirk at the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. That's the first free throw of the night for Jamie Van Kirk. She was 2 out of 3 from the stripe the other night in their win over Union College. Van Kirk has now got 5 points in the ball game. Jamie's next free throw up there is good. She was an 83% foul shooter during the regular season amongst the leaders in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings comes back to grab the lead, 35-32 here in the second half from Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City tonight. Here's Cottrell with the ball. Now to Gossard, dribbles it down the right side of the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Gossard took it right to the hole there, but she's fouling the play. That's going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her third personal foul. So three fouls now on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be team foul number one, and he sings here in the second half. Taylor Gossard goes to the free throw line. She is 4 out of 8 so far tonight. She'll have a couple of shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first one rims off of there, no good. Gossard will get one more. She was 15 out of 18 the other night in their win over Oklahoma Wesleyan. The Cats opening up the tournament with a 79-50 win over Oklahoma Wesleyan. Hastings open up tournament play with a 79-64 win over Union College out of Kentucky. Here's the next shot by Gossard. It is up there. It's good. Gets 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Now it's 35-33. Hastings in a defensive struggle here tonight against Indiana Wesleyan. The Wildcats, ranked number 10 in the final NAIA Division II coaches poll, taking on the 7th-ranked Broncos here tonight in the second round of the national tournament. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot for 3 is going to be up there. Top of the front iron. No good. Johnson had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up here by Emma Stahl. The Cats can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Emma Stahl out here in 3-point territory. Losing on the dribble to the left side of the floor. That's winning with the ball. She's going to have the pocket pick. It's Candy Breckman with a steal. Driving back the other way. 2-on-1. She knocks down a player. No foul call. And Breckman goes up to the shot and scores it. Johnson fell down. Candy Breckman gets the field goal. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. 37-33. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Here's Cottrell now. She drives it against Peterson. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets the ball away, and her pass is going to be intercepted right back by Emma Stahl. She drives it back the other way. Her shot is up and in. Emma Stahl scoring on the turnover on Hastings. The Broncos have turned the ball over 9 times in the ball game. 37-35, and now they have it knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it down in the roadblock on the left side to Farmer. They threw it overhead, it was tapped out there by Indiana Wesleyan. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here. 14-27 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top, 37-35. There's Zwinger with it now. Zwinger gets it to Van Kirk. Free throw line extended left side, dribbling on the ball. Van Kirk, bounce pass goes inside to Zwinger. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot good. Oh, Zwinger scores. She's now got 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings with a 4-point lead. 39-35 here. It's down to 14 minutes and 10 seconds to play now in the ball game. Driving the ball is Emma Stahl. Her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Zwinger. It's turnover number 13 on Indiana Wesleyan. Hastings back with the ball. Farmer has got it now on the high right side. That's going to be Bruckman. Amy Bruckman dribbling with it. Out of Van Kirk at the free throw line. She tries it down the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Picked up by Cottrell. Coming back the other way. Goes against Bruckman. Goes for the hole and shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Farmer. Now Farmer's got it for Hastings College down the near sideline. Broncos 39, the Wildcats 35. Down to 13-38 to play. Edwards with the ball out to Farmer now. Farmer comes to Van Kirk, top of the circle, just to the right of the lane. That's Cammy Breckman, and she holds the ball. Cammy dribbles it to the paint. Her shot is up there left-handed and scores! Cammy Breckman scores out of the window. She's got 16 points in the ball game. And Hastings has opened up a 6-point lead again. 41-35 with 13-15 to play here in the contest. Blackman has got the ball. Blackman out here in 3-point territory to Gossard. She drives to the basket and scores. Taylor Gossard scoring there. She's now got 13 in the ball game. 41-37. Broncos still with a 4-point lead. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. High right side. Gives it away to Farmer right in front of the Bronco bench. Alex Edwards down to Breckman on the wing on the left side. Cammy comes out to the top of the circle again. That's going to be Chanel Farmer. Now Alex Edwards on the wing. Bounce pass mishandled there by Zwiener. She picks it up on the baseline. Zwiener now to Edwards in the paint. Contact made. Foul called. And we're going to have a personal foul called here on Edwards. An offensive charging foul on Alex Edwards. She picks up her second personal foul here in the ballgame. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. A turnover on Hastings. Hastings now, let's see, they've got 12 turnovers on the board here. We got 10 for, actually 13 for Indiana Wesleyan. 41-37. The Broncos up by 4 points. Cats have the ball. Here's Isson at the top of the key. Now to Blackman. Blackman comes over here to Emma Stahl. Stahl dribbling with it. Right side of the lane spins. A pass down to Isson. It's actually partially deflected there by Zwinger. And Laurel grabs the ball here for the Broncos. A block shot there by Laurel Zwinger. She had 7 of them the other night. There's Van Kirk. Her shot from 17 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Blackman. It's still a 41-37 ball game. Hastings with a 4-point lead. We're 8 minutes into the second half here from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena in Sioux City tonight. Here's Blackman with the ball on the wing on the right side to Isson. Top of the key. They move it over there on the left side. That's going to be Gossett with it now. Gossett back out to Cockle. As the ball is knocked loose, she picks her back up, dribbles it in the lane, throws it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Gossett. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets it to Bruckman. Now to Abby Jackson in the forecourt. Abby's got the ball here for Hastings. They're down to 11:39 to play. Here's Bruckman with the ball on the wing. Comes out to Van Kirk. Brings it back to Cammie Bruckman right in front of the Bronco bench. He drives it toward the lane. Spins. Her shot is up there. Good. Half of the window and it scores. Drops down through a hole. Cammie Bruckman has now got 18 points in the ball game. She's got 8 so far here in the second half. She's picking up right where she left off the other night when she scored 22 points in that ball game against Union College. Hastings now out to a 6-point lead again. 43-37. Grabbing the ball in the basket is Emma Stahl, and her shot is up there in the end. Emma Stahl moves it down the left side of the lane, and she scores off of the window. She got 8 points in the ball game, 43-39. Hastings down a 4-point lead, dropping the ball down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk, high right side, holds the ball, comes out between the circles to Jackson. Jackson down to Bruckman here on the wing, moves to her right on the dribble, now gets it to a Laurel Zwiener. Free throw line jumper is put up there and down through the hole. Zwiener steps away from the basket and scores from the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings again with a 6-point lead. 45-39 with 10:35 to play here in the contest. Here's Gossett with the ball. Dribbles it right side of the lane. Tosses it down to Emma Stahl. Down in the deep left corner. A 3-pointer put up there. Good. Riley Cockrell scoring on the 3-pointer from the deep left corner. A different area code. She knocks that baby down. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And now we've got a timeout called here by the Wildcats of Indiana Wesleyan. A timeout called here with 10 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the second half from Sioux City. It's Hastings 45, Indiana Wesleyan 42.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 604 South Burlington. Hastings wins this ball game and move on into the Elite Eight of the national tournament. They will play again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Davenport of Michigan. A team that has absolutely steamrolled through their first two opponents here in this national tournament. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off time. I-45 will be the pregame show on 1230 KHAS. Davenport beating Ava Maria out of Florida 94-40 in the opening round. And they just disposed of Purdue Calumet out of Indiana in the preceding ball game here, 110-77. That's who's winning in the third round of the national tournament. Hastings needs to take care of Bills here. They've got a 3-point lead. There's a shot from the deep right corner. No good by Jackson. Jackson gets her own rebound. There's pass across the lane. Is he out of bounds? Jackson misses. The long-range jumper got her own ball back. And then sends a pass right to left across the baseline in the lane there. And it was out of bounds. So it'll be the Wildcats playing things in here in backcourt. Indiana Wesleyan with a chance to tie here with a 3-point field goal. We are halfway through the second half now, just past the 10-minute mark. Here comes Indiana Wesleyan back with the ball. Emma Stahl has got it. She moves it left side of the lane, gets it to Gossard. Now to Blackman, dribbles down the right side of the lane. There's a pass down in the corner to Stahl. Now to Blackman, back on top to Gossard. Shot for three, no good. Rebound poked out. Stahl had it. She lost it. Blackman goes after it. The scramble is on the far side. Now it goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and they get the ball to Hastings. The Broncos will come back the other direction with 9:42 to play. Hastings 45 and Indiana Wesleyan 42. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Adam Zeman with the ball. Hastings is still shooting nearly 34% in the field here in this ballgame. Here's Van Cook. Now the Farmer comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Peterson with the ball high above her head. Back out to Farmer, top of the key. Brings it back to Peterson. Back down in the corner. Van Kirk, 4-3. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound is loose. The scramble is on. 2-3. Four players to the deck. And finally, we got a jump ball called right in front of us here. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, and the Broncos will play things in. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 45-42. In the national tournament in Sioux City tonight. It's going to be Laurel Zwiener inbounding the ball here for Hastings. Zwiener looking. Zwiener looking. Finally gets it in. Farmer, she's got it. She mishandles it. Gets it out of Zwiener. Back outside. That's going to be Autumn Zeenan with it now. Autumn, bounce pass goes inside. Zwiener has got it. Drives the baseline. Puts it up off the glass. It's up there and in. Zwiener hits the deck. No foul ball. But she hits the field goal to go down the right spot there. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 5-point lead. 47-42. Emma Stahl with the ball. Her shot's up there and in. Boy, the Wildcats getting right to the basket in the past couple of possessions. Hastings cannot stop the dribble penetration here. 47-44. It's a 3-point lead for Hastings. We're down to 8:40 to play here in the contest. Deep in the corner, Zeman for three shot. Good. Big bucket there by Adam Zeman. A 3-pointer from the deep right corner. Hastings now out on top by six again. 50-44. That's the first field goal of the night for Adam Zeman. It was a big one. A 3-pointer from the deep right corner. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Stahl goes for the basket. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Emma Stahl taking the ball right to the hole there for Hastings, or for Indiana Wesleyan. She is fouling the play by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be her third foul. Stahl to the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game thus far. And her first free throw of the night is up there and in. She was 1 out of 3 from the line the other night in her win over Oklahoma Wesleyan. That's her first free throw tonight. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Junior checks out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game now for Hastings. 50-45. Broncos have the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Stahl hits a couple of free throws. It's now 50-46. In favor of Hastings. Here comes Zeenan with the ball. Mishandles it. Now she picks it back up. Zeenan gets rid of it. Comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Now to Van Kirk. Here's Farmer at the top of the key. Lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of Williamson out of bounds. Farmer throws the ball away. It's going to be turnover number 13 on Hastings in the ball game. And now Indiana Wesleyan has got the ball, trailing by 4 points. 50-46. Farmer tips the ball away in backcourt, but Emma Stahl picks her back up. For the Wildcats, dribbles behind her back, brings it in the offensive zone, drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good, and she's hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to go on Farmer of Hastings. So Chanel Farmer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the second half of play. Emma Stahl in the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Stahl will have one more. Here comes Farmer out of the ball game now. Abby Jackson comes back in there. It's 50-46. Hastings College has got a 4-point lead. Emma Stahl to the free throw line. Her next one is up there. That's going to be straight to the hole. It's good. Stahl hits one there. It's now 50-47. Hastings up by 3 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson goes over to Adam Zeenan on the high right side over there. Zeenan gets into the hands of Van Kirk. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it. Bounce pass goes inside. The buzzer will be deflected away. Trying to pound the ball inside to Williamson. They were waiting for it that time. They get the turnover. So here comes Indiana Wesleyan. Trailing by 3 points in the ball game, 50-47. Here's a Jessica Brown with the ball. Brown comes out to Emma Stahl across the top. That's going to be Winner. Trying to drive it. Bounce pass down low. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Peterson of Hastings. That's a 15th turnover on the Wildcats here in the ball game. Here's Adam Zeenan. 200 pass. Comes over here to the left side. That's Jackson with it now. Zeenan gets it back in the lane. Here's a pass inside. Williamson grabs it. Has it knocked loose. Sierra's got it, goes up for the shot and hits it. And he can't get rid of it. Why not shoot it? That's what she did, right in front of the basket there. Williamson hits her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings has a 5-point lead again. It's 52-47 with 7 minutes to play in the basketball game from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena tonight. There's a winner with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane. Your shot is up there, no good. They battle for the rebound, so Hansky gets it back now for Indiana Wesleyan. Out in the corner to Winter. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Gossard. She drives the ball against Van Kirk. Her shot off the glass is up there. No good. Rebound, Hastings. Van Kirk has got the rebound. Jamie down the right sideline. Hastings with a 5-point lead. 52-47. Here's Autumn Zeman with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out now to Peterson. Now to a Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Around to Williamson screen. Two to the whistle and a foul is called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Jessica Brown. Indiana Wesleyan is going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Wildcats here in the second half of play. Hastings will play it in. No free throws here. No play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The score is 52-47. Broncos have a 5-point lead. Here's Williamson to trigger things in. Right underneath the basket of Breckman. Spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Williamson grabs the rebound. Gets it back offensively here for the Broncos. Back outside now to Abby Jackson. Out of Van Kirk over there, just to the right of the circle. Van Kirk throws it to the right sideline. Alex Edwards out of Cammy Brocklin to Jackson. Over here on the near side, Van Kirk dribbles inside, retreats back out here. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Williamson. Takes the ball in the paint, throws up an off-balance shot, no good. Brocklin had the rebound, had it knocked out of her hands, and Hastings again will play things in. This time with 6 seconds left on the shot clock, 52-47. Hastings with a 5-point lead. You got 5:54 to play now in the ball game. Williamson comes way out on top. That's Van Kirk. Dribbles between a couple of defenders. A lot of contact, and the offensive foul is going to be called there on Brucken as he runs over a couple of players down the lane. So Van Kirk picks up her third foul now. And now the Wildcats of Indiana Wesleyan has got the ball back here. Under 6 minutes to go. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 52-47. Here's Jessica Brown with the ball on the left side of the floor. Goes to Gossett, dribbles it to the top of the key. Now to Blackman, she takes it right to the hole. Another two to the whistle. That's going to go on Van Kirk again. Jamie Van Kirk has just picked up two quick personal fouls here. So that's going to be 4 fouls now on Van Kirk. And that's going to send Jamie to the bench now. Chanel Farmer comes back into the ballgame. 5:38 to play. And the leading scorer for Hastings, Jamie Van Kirk, is now on the bench with 4 personal fouls. It's a non-shooting situation here. It'll be Indiana Wesleyan playing the ball in. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up there no good by Sohansky. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Jackson. Abby Jackson has got it now for Hastings. Running back the other way. Jackson on the wing. Out of Farmer here on the near sideline. And Jackson out between the circles. Out of Breckman. Gabby Breckman holds the ball. Now to Jackson. Jackson sends it over on the wing on the right side to Alex Edwards. Here's Williamson with the ball. The Farmer moves it down in the corner to Jackson. Jackson out of Breckman on the wing. Dribbles it inside. Kicks it back out to Jackson. 6 seconds. They rob it inside. And the foul's been called. Hastings working the shot clock down to the 6 second mark as they go to work inside on Sierra Williamson. And the foul's going to be called here on Indiana Wesleyan. Foul is going to be called on Sohansky. This is going to be her third foul. That's going to be team foul number 4, they say, on the Cats. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Sierra Williamson goes over to Breckman on the wing. Breckman drives it inside the free throw circle. Now to Williamson again. Back out to Cammy. Hastings got the fresh shot clock, so he had 5 minutes to go in the ball game. 20 seconds still on this possession for Hastings. Jackson comes over to Alex Edwards. Now to the elbow. That's going to be Williamson. Drives it to the goal. And shot is up there. No good. And the foul's going to be called on the rebound. The foul's going to go here on Edwards of Hastings on the rebound. Alex picks up personal foul number 3. Now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. That's going to be the 17th foul called on Hastings. So now the Wildcats of Indiana Wesleyan are in the bonus situation here. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play. This is the second round of the national tournament in Sioux City. Hastings looking for an Elite 8 berth tomorrow against Davenport of Michigan. That will be a 6 o'clock ball game if we can hang on tomorrow. 5:45 for the pregame show. We're on 1230 KHAS. Val Sohansky's free throw is up there and in. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. That's the first free throw toss of the night. Alex Edwards comes out of the ball game now. Frankie Peterson comes in. Hastings 52, Indiana Wesleyan 48. Val Slahinski will throw the mark for his second one. It's up there. That one's going to be short, no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. And Farmer had it. She lost it. It goes to the far sideline, and they give the ball to the Wildcats. Farmer kind of wrestled to the ground there. And she lost the ball out of bounds. Hastings running the foul, they didn't get it. Indiana Wesleyan will play things in. It's a 4-point ball game at 52-48. There's Gossett down the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Brockman. So Hastings has the ball after a short jump of Mike Gossett. That was no good. Brockman's come back with the basketball. Here's Jackson down in the corner. So now Farmer's got it. Dribbles once. Comes back out to Jackson. Comes across the top. Now to Peterson. Mackey holds the ball out here. Peterson moves to the right sideline. Double team. Mackey comes out here between the circles now to Brecken. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Puts up a shot. No good. Brecken crashes the boards and drives it on the rebound. And Frankie Peterson back out to Andy Jackson. 1 second of the shot clock. Jackson throws it up there. It's a shot clock violation as that one did not draw iron. It's off of the left side of the basket here on the glass. So he's down to 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play. We're in the basketball game. Hastings has got a 4-point lead, 52-48 over Indiana Wesleyan. Here come the Wildcats back to the ball. Stahl has got it. Emma Stahl flips it away to Blackman. She drives it toward the goal. Nice pass over there on the left side. A short jumper by Slahinski. No good. And a rebound comes out of Hastings. That's Peterson with the ball. Frankie moves it out the right sideline. Now back in the offensive zone. There's Abby Jackson with it now. Indiana Wesleyan in the man-to-man defense. Right sideline. Chanel Farmer's got the ball. Chanel behind the screen from Williamson. Drives it down the lane. A little short jumper in the paint is going to be no good. Rebound battle for Patrick Johnson. The foul is going to be called. Wow, here's going to call that Hastings. We're going to watch the other end of the floor now and shoot some more free throws. I think that was Jackson picking up the personal foul for Hastings. They walk to the other end of the floor now. Going to the free throw line is going to be Patrick. She's got 10 points in the ball game thus far. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. We're down to 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Finally goes to the free throw line here for the Cats. Her shot is up there and in. She'll get one more. Indiana Wesleyan now from the free throw line, 14 out of 22 tonight. 63%. Hastings 10 out of 14. Next shot is up there. It's good. Cottrell hits a couple of free throws. And we're going to toss the ball game 52 to 50 with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Abby Jackson with the ball. Bounce pass in the wing. Brecken has got it. Brecken trying to get away. Ball tipped away. Brecken picks it back up out here in 3-point territory. Gabby dribbling with the ball, 14 on the shot clock. There's Frankie Peterson, free throw line extended right side. Peterson, two-headed pass comes over here to Abby Jackson. She drives it toward the goal, and the foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called, and finally, Cottrell trying to knock the ball away from Jackson, driving the ball into the hole. So he picks up a third personal foul for his efforts. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Wildcats. Hastings will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. 3:08 remaining. Hastings winning by 2 points, 52-50. Here's Zwiener with the ball. Lobs it over here to a Brecken behind the screen from Frankie Peterson. Brecken can't put up a shot. That is Zwiener back to Brecken. Fouls her shot. Penalty foul. The official is discussing whether this will be an offensive or a defensive foul. The basket's going to count. It's going to be a defensive foul. It's going to be Brecken with a free throw amount of time. This is a 3-point play. Personal fouls will be whistled there on Cottrell. That's going to be her fourth. So Cammy Brecken gets a big field goal there. She's now got 20 points in the ball game for Hastings. Brecken's free throw is up there again. 3-point play. Cammy now 3-6 in the free throw line. And just like that, Hastings back up to a 5-point lead. 55-50 with 3 minutes to play. In the basketball game from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena tonight. Cottrell has got the ball. Now to Brecken. Brecken sends over here. On the wing on the right side, he gets it back to the center of the floor to Stahl. On the Stahl with it, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops there. Now throws it down in the deep left corner. A three-pointer is thrown up. It was going to be no good by Gossert. The rebound comes down here to Hastings. That's Jackson with the ball down the right sideline. The Broncos have a 5-point lead in the basketball now with 2.5 minutes to play. Abby Jackson has got it. Jackson goes free throw line, extended right side. It's going to be Brecken with the ball. Cammy holds it. Frankie Peterson will set a screen out there. Brecken doesn't use it. They give the ball down to Frankie, and that foul is going to be called. Frankie took it right down to the baseline. Out of the dribble, and she is fouled in the play. That's going to be team foul number 7 in the Wildcats. The foul's going to go on Cottrell. That's going to be number 5 on her, so she is done. And Cottrell will come to the bench now. She'll leave with 12 points. 8 of those came here in the second half of play. We're down to 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the ball game. If Hastings can hang on, the Broncos will play in the Elite 8 of the national tournament tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Davenport of Michigan. Davenport, a team that finished national runner-up a season ago, losing to this team here, Indiana Wesleyan, in the championship ball game. But they have looked impressive so far in the first 2 ball games here of the national tournament. Davenport beating Ava Marie out of Florida, 94-40. They beat Purdue Calumet earlier tonight, 110-77. There's a shot from the free throw line up and in by Peterson. So Frankie Peterson now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the national tournament. 3 out of 3 the other night. She's hit her first 2 here. Until the marker, her second one is up there. Good. Frankie Peterson has now got 5 points in the ball game. Houston's in a 7-point lead now, 57-50. And a couple of free throws by Frankie Peterson. There's Gossett with the ball now for Indiana Wesleyan. Comes out between the circles. That's Emma Stahl. Stahl drives it toward the goal and shot off the glasses up there and in. Emma Stahl scoring there. She's got 15 points in the ball game. 57-52. 5 minutes to play. Rather, 2 minutes to play. It's a 5-point lead for Hastings. Here's Cammie Brecklin. Comes over to Peterson. 200 pass goes down in the corner to Farmer. Gets it inside to Zwiener. She's double teamed. Zwiener dribbles out of there. Down to Peterson. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out to Jackson on the wing on the right side. There's Cammie Brecklin. Now to Farmer. She drives it toward the goal. It shines up there. It's going to be blocked down. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will have 7 seconds on the shot clock. 1:36 to play in the game. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game. Now she's got 4 fouls. Van Kirk comes in. Chanel Farmer comes out. Hastings out on top of Indiana Wesleyan, 57-52 here in the national tournament. Here's Zwiener with the ball. Now to Van Kirk. Jimmy Van Kirk, 4 seconds, 3 seconds on the shot clock. Frankie Peterson drives it. The 12-footer is up there, top of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down here to Gossard. Gossard has got it now for the Wildcats of Indiana Wesleyan. Gets it in the hands of Emma Stahl. 1:20 to play. Emma Stahl drives it against Jackson, losing the goal. Shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Jackson picks up the personal foul. It's going to be her second. Emma Stahl will go to the free throw line now for the Wildcats. That's what they're looking for. That's the score when the clock stops. That's the case right now. 1:18 to go here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 5. Stahl in the free throw line and shot good. She's now 4 out of 5 from the charity strike here tonight. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Stahl will have 1 more. 57-53. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It hits the side iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Earl Zwiener has got the ball for the Broncos. She'll dribble up the floor. Crosses the 10-second line down the far sideline. Zwiener now gets it in the hands of Brecklin. 106, 105, 104. Brecklin has got the ball. Hastings has got a 4-point lead, 57-53. Here's Van Kirk. Van Kirk now to Frankie Peterson. Frankie comes over here to Cammie Brecklin. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Brecklin, her running one-hander, is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball poked out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Cammie Brecklin. That's going to be her third. So Brecklin picks up her third foul. Going to walk to the other end now. And have another 1-1 situation here for Indiana Wesleyan. That's team foul. Well, that's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings. So that's going to be a 2-shot foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Stahl. Stahl is 4 out of 6 in the free throw line tonight. She's got 16 points in the ball game. Stahl will have 2 shots. Her first one is up there. It's good. Right through the hole. She's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line the other night. Emma Stahl is doing some damage here. She's got 17 points. In the basketball game, she had 9 the other night, 57-54. Hastings down a 3-point lead with 50 seconds to play. Next shot is up there, it's good. We get ourselves a 2-point ball game, and now Indiana Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Indiana Wesleyan calls a timeout. We got 50.6 seconds to play. Regulation. It's Hastings 57, Indiana Wesleyan 55.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings led at halftime 25-21. Right now, Indiana Wesleyan has come back and they are within 2 points, 57-55, with 50.6 seconds to play. Hastings has had as much as a 7-point lead here in the last 3 minutes of this contest. Indiana Wesleyan has come back to within 2 points now. So 50.6 seconds to play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Wildcats. Indiana Wesleyan beat Hastings in the national tournament back in 2007. Then they went on to win the national championship. Looking to beat the Broncos for the second time in the tournament history here. They're trailing right now 57-55. Sweeney has got it. Now to Van Kirk. Races the ball down the near sideline. Van Kirk brings it in the offensive zone now. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 40 seconds on the game clock. Hastings with a 2-point lead. 57-55. Here's Van Kirk with it now. To Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it. Bounce pass comes over here to Breckman. Breckman with 7 on the shot clock. Breckman drives the ball toward the goal. Ball's being knocked loose. It scrambles on. Breckman has it. Ball is loose. It's picked up by the Cats. Indiana Wesleyan has the ball. 18 seconds to play. Here's Emma Stahl. She drives it toward the goal. It shot up there good. Emma Stahl scoring the end of the tie. And now the Broncos call a timeout. We are tied up at 57 points apiece with 14 seconds to play. Hastings turns the ball over offensively. And Emma Stahl then drives it to the goal and scores. And we got ourselves a tie ball game. We'll take a break with 14.1 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings 57, Indiana Wesleyan 57.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 14.1 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings 57, Indiana Wesleyan 57. The Cats have come from 7 points down here in the final 2.5 minutes. Emma Stahl getting a driving layup with 14.1 seconds to play to tie this thing up. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Indiana Wesleyan. Hastings has got 10 team fouls. Indiana Wesleyan has got 7. As the final instructions are coming from their respective head coaches, Kerry Hofstetter, in his second season as the head coach of the Broncos. Rich Brooks is in his 15th season with 2 national championships over here at Indiana Wesleyan. So we got 14.1 seconds to play. Hastings and Indiana Wesleyan tied at 57 points apiece. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball for the Broncos here in backcourt. Here come the teams. Frankie Peterson grabs the ball. She runs the baseline. Frankie looking to inbound the ball. She does the Zwiener. Earl Zwiener with the ball now with 11 seconds. Here's Van Kirk. Races across the 10-second line. Van Kirk with the ball. Drives it toward the goal. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Indiana Wesleyan. Gets the ball to the near sideline. A whistle and a timeout call now, with 1.8 seconds showing in the clock. So a Van Kirk throws up the shot that would not go. The Broncos try to grab the rebound. They can't do it. Indiana Wesleyan has got the ball now with 1.8 seconds left in the clock. We got a quick timeout called here. They'll take another break. 1.8 seconds to play. Indiana Wesleyan 57, Hastings 57.
Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the winner moves on to the Elite Eight of the National Tournament tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Davenport of Michigan. The loser is finished for the season. We got 1.8 seconds to play now in regulation. We've only had one overtime game today. That was the college of the Ozarks victory. So it's going to be Indiana Wesleyan inbounding the ball. They'll do it here in backcourt. So they got to come the full length of the floor here in 1.8 seconds. Inbounding the ball down here for Indiana Wesleyan is going to be Gossard. So Taylor Gossard will inbound. It's going to be Zwinger guarding the inbound play. And now we've got another timeout called here from Indiana Wesleyan. So they wanted to figure out what Hastings was going to do defensively. And now Rich Brooks calls another timeout here for the Cats. 1.8 seconds to play. In regulation, we'll take a break with the score. Hastings 57, Indiana Wesleyan 57.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile. We do it all for you. We take the time you need when you don't know but need to. High Tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. 1.8 seconds to play in regulation. We're tied at 57 points apiece. Gossard again will inbound the ball. Same situation. Will be Zwinger guarding the inbound player here. Gossard, a baseball pass, comes over here to Blackman, approaches the 10-second line, throws it up from half court. It is no good, and we're headed to overtime. Blackman throws up a half-court shot, but goes off the backboard, did not draw iron, and we are headed to an overtime session here today in the AIA National Tournament. So it'll be a 5-minute overtime when we come back to score after regulation. Hastings 57 and Indiana Wesleyan 57.
Hi, this is Dr. Pradeepta Chaudhary of Bryan Heart Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Bryan Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24/7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Bryan Heart, Mary Lanning Cardiology.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. We're headed to an overtime session here tonight, a 5-minute overtime.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart. Midtown Mart on West 2nd and Hastings. At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue.
57 points apiece. Indiana Wesleyan going to the free throw line here. This is going to be a Taylor Gossard. Gossard so far has got 13 points in the ball game. She's 5 out of 10 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. So she'll have one more free throw here. Indiana Wesleyan and Hastings. We are tied up at 57 points apiece here in the overtime session. Taylor Gossard will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings now, 58 to 57. Here come the Broncos with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. Abby Jackson looks at this man-to-man defense here for Indiana Wesleyan. Goes over in the wing to the right side to Peterson. Lobs the ball inside down to Zwinger, and the whistle stops play. A foul is going to be called. They're trying to work it into Zwinger, and the ball is going to be a foul is going to be called here on Indiana Wesleyan. A personal foul is going to be called here on the winner. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Laurel Zwinger will toe the mark here. She's got 14 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Laurel Zwinger gets the free throw to go down. And we're tied up again at 58 points apiece. Zwinger can go to the line here to give the Broncos the lead. Laurel Zwinger looks up there. The shot is up and the shot is good. Hastings has the lead. Zwinger is 4 for 4 from the free throw line. The Broncos are out on top, down by a score of 59-58. Here's Emma Stahl with the ball now. Works against Adam Zenin. Stahl gives it away to Blackman. Drives it down the right side of the lane. There's going to be a blocked shot. Frankie Peterson with a blocked shot there from Katrina Blackman. And Hastings has got the ball now. 1 minute into the overtime session. We got 4 minutes to go. Hastings with a lead 59-58. Here's Cammie Bruckman with the ball on the wing. Bruckman drilling with it. Now directs some traffic right in front of the Bronco bench. Bruckman comes out to Adam Zenin, swings it left side now to Peterson, lobs it inside to Zwinger. The ball deflected. Zwinger picks it back up. Now to Zenin. The ball's going to be knocked out of her hands and a foul called. Just as Zwinger got the ball, she was surrounded by 3 Wildcats. Got the ball away to Adam Zenin, who had it knocked loose, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Indiana Wesleyan. The foul is going to go on Gossert. That's going to be her 3rd foul. So it's going to be Zenin going to the free throw line here for a 1-and-1 situation. Adam Zenin is a 60% foul shooter during the regular season. Has not shot a free throw yet here in the national tournament. Adam Zenin to the free throw line. She got 3 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Gossert. 59-58. Indiana Wesleyan down by 1 point. Cats have the ball. Here's Emma Stahl. Races into the offensive zone here for the Wildcats. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out here to Jessica Brown. Brown moves it over here on the right side on the dribble, who gets it in the hands of Gossert. Gossert drives the ball against Breckman. Her shot is up there and in. Taylor Gossert scoring. She's got 16 in the ball game. Indiana Wesleyan has got the lead. The Wildcats 60. Hastings 59. We've got 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in overtime. Here's Cammie Breckman. She drives the ball to the basket all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman now has got 23 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead 61-60. 3 minutes to go here in overtime. Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down. Big field goal there and a steal. Frankie Peterson, she's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings down with a 3-point lead. It is 63-60 in overtime. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Gossert, she goes in the lane. Her shot's going to be off of the left side. No good. Rebound, Peterson. Peterson gets the ball away. Now to Adam Zenin down the far sideline. Zenin runs her back the other way for the Broncos. And now Hastings can be patient here. Look for the good shot. 2:25 to play in overtime. Broncos have a 3-point lead in the OT, 63-60. Here's Cammie Breckman, splits a couple of defenders. Here's a pass back out to Laurel Zwinger. His shot is up there and in. Laurel Zwinger knocks down a little 10-footer from the left side. She's got 18 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 66-60. There's another turnover as Gossert has problems with it. It's picked up by Zenin, and she's fouling the play. Gossert trying to drive the ball to the hole. The ball is then knocked loose. Indiana Wesleyan with her 17th turnover of the ball game. And now they pick up the personal foul as well, as it's going to be Adam Zenin going to the free throw line. The foul goes on to Jessica Brown of Indiana Wesleyan. That's going to be her 2nd. That's going to send Zenin back to the line. She missed one just a few seconds ago. Her only attempt in this ball game. Hastings out on top of the Wildcats with a score of 65-60. As Adam Zenin will go to the line here. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. We got 2 shots here. Each foul now, each team is over the 10-foul limit here in the 2nd half. So Adam Zenin will go back to the line here. Hastings has got a 6-point lead, 66-60. Here in the overtime session, the winner plays tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Davenport out of Michigan. Here's the next shot by Zenin. It is up there. It's down through the hole. Adam Zenin nails a couple of free throws. Here comes a Farmer. Back into the ball game now for Hastings, and Zenin will check out. Hastings has got a 7-point lead, 67-60. They had a 7-point lead in the final 2.5 minutes of the ball game, and the Cats came back to tie things up at 57. At the end of regulation, now Indiana Wesleyan with a ball.
in their offensive zone. They get her down here to Gossard. She drives the ball inside it, and she's going to be met on the plane. A foul's going to be called here on Jackson of Hastings. So Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to send Gossard to the free throw line now for the Wildcats. She's got 16 points in the ball game. She is 6 out of 11 for the charity stripe here tonight. She'll have a couple of shots. Hastings over the 10-foul limit in the second half. The shot by Taylor Gossard's going to be no good. 1:45 to play. Hastings College out on top here in the overtime session. Indiana Wesleyan from the free throw line tonight, 20 out of 30. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's around the rim and down, so they hit one out of two. It's a six-point lead, a two-possession ball game now, 67 to 61. Hastings with a lead, and the Broncos have the ball. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson goes over on the high right side. Donham Zenon, who's back into the ball game. Zenon dribbling with the ball. Now she's double-teamed. Zenon gets it away. Gammy Breckman takes the ball to the goal. Her left-handed layup is good. Gammy Breckman scores. She's got 25 in the ball game. Hastings with an eight-point lead now, 69 to 61. We got a minute and 18 seconds to play as Breckman hits a big shot there. There's a long three from the corner. It's going to be no good by Winter. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Hastings has the ball. Here's Adam Zenon with the ball. We got 67 seconds to play in overtime. There's a pass underneath the hole. Frankie Peterson shot up and in. Adam Zenon to Frankie Peterson. As she scores, she's got 9. 71 to 61. Hastings with the lead here in the overtime session. Here's Brown driving for the hole, and she can be fouling the play. So Hastings has outscored Indiana Wesleyan, but 14 to 4 so far in this extra session. Jessica Brown to the free throw line. She got 2 points on a couple of free throws tonight. She'll have two more opportunities right here. Shana's up there. It's going to be good. Jessica Brown hits her first one. She's an 80% foul shooter on the season. It was 25 out of 31. Hastings trying to win one here tonight in the second round of the national tournament. Next one is up there. It's going to be good by Jessica Brown. So the score is 71 to 63. Hastings with a lead, 50 seconds to play. Here's Breckman with it in backcourt, picked up by Blackman. Breckman gets away. Bounce pass comes over here to Autumn Zenon, and Zenon has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline, right in front of us. We got 41 seconds to play on the clock, 21 seconds on the shot clock. Adam Zenon will inbound the ball, looking, finally gets it into Breckman here on the near sideline. Breckman scores around, takes a look at the basket. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings will use up as much time as they can here. 30 seconds on the game clock. Zenon drives the ball to the goal, and she can be fouling the play. So Adam Zenon has come on here in the last couple of minutes of the regulation, and now the extra session here. She'll go to the free throw line. She's nailed a three. She's got a couple of free throws, and now she'll have a couple of more free throws here as she will toe the mark here after being fouled on the play. So Adam Zenon again will toe the mark here for Hastings College as he takes a look at the basket, and the shot is up there. It's going to be good. This will be the 28th win of the season for Hastings if they can hang on here tonight. 29.3 seconds to play in overtime. The Broncos 72 and the Indiana Wesleyan 63. Adam Zenon will have one more. Takes a look at the basket again. Takes a deep breath. There's a shot. It's up there and in. So Adam Zenon nails a couple of free throws. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Zenon will check out. Here comes Farmer back in there. So it's 73 to 63. Hastings has a 10-point lead for the second time here in this one. Here comes Emma Stahl back with the ball now for Indiana Wesley and drives it toward the goal. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener has got it here in backcourt. She's double-teamed. Gets it away now to Breckman. Breckman down the far sideline, down in the corner to Peterson. Peterson now with 13 seconds to go. Peterson gets it back out here to Breckman. And a white flag comes up. Hastings College is going to win this ball game. It's going to take an extra session. 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is over. Hastings is going to win the game by 10. Final score, Hastings 73, Indiana Wesleyan 63. So the Broncos improved to 28 wins and 5 losses on the season. Hastings will play Davenport of Michigan, last year's national runner-up in the Elite Eight. That'll be 6 o'clock tomorrow night, right back here at the Tyson Event Center. Gateway Arena will be on the air tomorrow night with a pregame show at 5:45. Indiana Wesleyan, they wrap up their season with a mark of 27 wins and 8 losses. So we're going to have a new national champion here for 2014. The defending champs, Indiana Wesleyan, ousted here in the second round. Hastings beating the Wildcats tonight by 10, 73-63 in overtime. Back with a recap after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Hastings reaches the Elite Eight in the NAIA National Tournament. It wasn't easy tonight, but the Broncos pulling out a win in overtime over last year's defending national champions, Indiana Wesleyan. They win tonight by a score of 73-63, outscoring Wesleyan 16-6 in the overtime session. So the Broncos now 28-5 in the season. They will take on Davenport of Michigan in the third round of the national tournament tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Davenport, a team that has lost only one game this year. They are now 33-1 on the season. Davenport has beaten Ava Marie out of Florida 94-40 here during the national tournament. That was in the first round. Earlier tonight, they beat Purdue Calumet out of Indiana by a score of 110-77. This is a good basketball team, and Hastings will have their hands full tomorrow night, but they can savor the victory here in round number two here tonight as they beat Indiana Wesleyan by 10 in overtime, 73-63. Cammie Breckman, another monster night here tonight. She had 22 points in the ball game last night, or rather on Wednesday night against Union College. She comes up with 25 points in the ball game here tonight for Hastings. Had 10 in the first half and 15 in the second half. Laurel Zwiener, she had 18 points. That's the only two Broncos to reach double figures here tonight. Frankie Peterson, she had 9. 7 points for Autumn Zenon, all in the second half of play. 6 for Jamie Van Kirk. She was in foul trouble most of the way. 4 points for Chanel Farmer. 2 points for Abby Jackson and 2 for Sierra Williamson. Hastings 19 out of 24 from the free throw line here in the ball game tonight. And the Broncos, they turned the ball over 17 times here in the contest. Indiana Wesleyan, they were 23 out of 34 from the free throw line tonight. They turned the ball over 16 times. Their leading scorer was Taylor Gossert and also Emma Stahl. Stahl ends up with 20 points in the ball game for Indiana Wesleyan. Taylor Gossert, she had 17. Carly Cottrell, she had 12 points. Other scores for Indiana Wesleyan, 5 for Val Swahaski, 4 points for Jessica Brown, 3 points for Katrina Blackman, and 2 for Erica Issel. So Hastings wins it tonight in overtime by a score of 73-63. The Broncos win despite shooting only 37% from the floor tonight. They were 25 out of 67 for 37.3%. Indiana Wesleyan, 19 out of 49. They hit 38.7% of their field goals. Hastings, 4 out of 13 on three-pointers for 30%. Indiana Wesleyan was 2 out of 9 for 22%. We mentioned the free throws. Hastings, 19 out of 24 for 79%. Indiana Wesleyan, 23 out of 34 for 67%. Hastings out rebounding Indiana Wesleyan by a wide margin, 47 to 32. Hastings with 16 offensive rebounds and 31 on defense. Indiana Wesleyan with only 3 offensive rebounds and 29 on defense. Hastings had 4 block shots in the ball game. Indiana Wesleyan had 1. So Hastings wins it tonight in overtime by a score of 73 to 63 over Indiana Wesleyan. Is now on to the Elite 8 of the national tournament tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock. Hastings in Davenport of Michigan will have the game for you right here on 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High-tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Hastings College wins it here tonight in the second round of the national tournament as they beat Indiana Wesleyan in overtime, 73-63. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Cammie Breckman leads the way, 25 points in the basketball game tonight. She had 5 points and 10 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener also with a double-double tonight. She had 18 points. She grabs 13 rebounds for Hastings College. And then Frankie Peterson comes up with 9 points in the ball game here tonight and 6 rebounds. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Cammie Breckman, who really took the team on her shoulders in the latter stages of the ball game. The overtime session comes up with 15 points in the second half, scores 25 points for the ball game. Cammie Breckman tonight with a double-double, and she also pulled down 10 rebounds in the contest. Checking her numbers, she was 10 out of 20 from the field tonight. 2 out of 4 on three-pointers. 3 out of 6 on the free throw line. Pulls down the 10 rebounds, scores the 25 points. And she also dished out 2 assists in the basketball game here tonight. Cammie Breckman, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College, as the Broncos knock off Indiana Wesleyan by 10 points in the extra session. Final score of 73-63. Now stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, and like they have all the previous games, all the coaches and players are locked in the interview room right now behind us here at the Tyson Event Center. They kind of locked us out of our post-game interview session here today. But nevertheless, Hastings College picks up the win as they beat Indiana Wesleyan tonight in the overtime session, 73-63. The score was tied six times in the ball game tonight. We had 14 lead changes. At Hastings College, they pull one out here in the overtime session by 10 over last year's defending national champions, Indiana Wesleyan. And now Hastings will get last year's national runner-up, Davenport of Michigan, in the third round of the tournament, the Elite Eight, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, 6:45. It'll be a 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. We'll take our final break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
This is Dr. Pradeepta Chaudhary of Brian Hart, Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Brian Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24/7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Brian Hart, Mary Lanning Cardiology.
So the team are going to be playing tomorrow night. We're just taking a look at their slate here. They've won 27 games in a row. Their only loss this year was to Cornerstone of Michigan way back on November the 20th. And they've won 27 games in a row, 25 to finish off the season. And two games here in the national tournament with two convincing wins in this national tournament as they beat Ava Marie out of Florida 94-40. And they beat Davenport, they beat Purdue Calumet out of Indiana 110-77. So that'll be the team that Hastings will face tomorrow, 6 o'clock for the tip-off, 5:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHS. The next game is already underway. Morningside, a team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference, is playing a team out of Omaha, College of St. Mary's, a team that we played earlier this season down in Omaha. So they're squaring off here in the final ball game at the Tyson Event Center. That'll do it here from Sioux City tonight. From my producer and engineer back at the radio station, John Denver, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.